This is Keep It Juicy, episode 86.
Hello, and welcome to Keep It Juicy, a weekly podcast that features experts on living a juicy life. What's a juicy life? It's a lifestyle for those who have put in a few miles and are ready to turn off-road, who are still learning and excited, who are fearless, or who are scared but dare anyway. Juicies are grown-ups, so some of our language may not be appropriate for children. Juicies are bold, passionate, and ready to squeeze every drop of juice out of life. I'm your host, Helen Mitternight. Are you ready? Let's keep it juicy.
Hi, it's Helen Mitternight, and I am thrilled to be back for season 3 of the Keep It Juicy podcast. We have some great guests coming up, and I'm introducing a new episode every month called Keep It Juicy Charleston. Not only do I live here, but Charleston keeps topping the lists of best cities, from Condé Nast Traveler to Travel and Leisure. All that acclaim means we get almost 7 million visitors a year. And there are only 154,000 of us, so it's a lot of visitors. But some of those visitors fall in love and they stay, or they retire here. And that means Charleston has more than its fair share of juicy people. It seemed like the city should get its own monthly episode. So every month, you're going to get 2 regular juicy episodes from people all over the world, 1 mini episode like this one, my stilettos, and 1 regular length episode focused on someone who happens to call Charleston, South Carolina home. Today, I'm talking about the cancel culture. If you've never heard of it, it's when someone does something wrong and the consequences are cancellation, even if the intent was not malicious. Gone. The cancel culture and being sorry today on Keep It Juicy. It's a cliche. When a husband messes up, the wife gets flowers, right? Jewelry if it's a really big screw-up. It doesn't make up for the screw-up, but it's a ritual that shows contrition. And in solid marriages, forgiveness follows, even if it takes a while. Well, society doesn't really have a contrition ritual, and it's made us suspicious and unforgiving. It's a good practice to apologize. Sometimes, even when you weren't trying to be hurtful, you were just, I don't know, thoughtless. I'm sorry. It's a good practice. In fact, during a period when our daughter never wanted to be blamed for anything when she was little, my husband used to tell her he'd give her a quarter if she owned up to being wrong. She did not earn a lot of quarters. In fact, "no quarter for you" has become a family shorthand for pointing out when someone is refusing to take ownership of a mistake. I was wrong. It's hard to apologize, or rather, it's hard to apologize and mean it. You know, the news is full of apologies, followed by, "I'm going to rehab because I realize my actions were the result of the addiction," and pick your addiction from drugs to sex, "that was ruling my life," which may be true, but doesn't make the wronged person feel any better. "Oh, okay, you beat her up, but you were just drunk. Okay, that explains everything." There's no contrition ritual to make it right for the wronged person. And lately, there's another layer. It makes it impossible to make it right. Maybe you've heard of it, the cancel culture. It says that you should not do anything wrong in the first place because you should have known. And if you do get something wrong, you get canceled. 2 recent examples. There's this program in which chefs switch restaurants. And this past year, they switched recipes instead. An Italian chef got and his crew, they got recipes from an Asian chef from Australia. And they made the recipes. Well, I guess it went well, and the Italian chef celebrated that successful dinner with an Instagram photo that was awful. His crew had these conical Asian hats, and they even pulled their eyes up into a slant. I'll put a link on the website, but really, you don't have to see it to know how offensive it might be. So after a firestorm of comments, the chef pulled down the post and he apologized. And here's what he said. This is a quote from him. The shot in question was dictated by the excitement and enthusiasm that the confrontation with a new culture has generated in our daily work, he wrote. Now I realize that I probably don't know the subject of the question well enough and that I have underestimated its meaning. Is it adequate? Was he really sorry? Well, that's up to you to decide. But even after the apology, there were calls to boycott the chef because, well, he should have known. But what could he have done to fix what he had done wrong? Or take the Hallmark Channel, which offers, you know, the movie equivalent of comfort food. An advertisement showed two women kissing after being married. Some vocal conservatives protested, and the ad was pulled. And that's when the real protest started, as Hallmark got letters and emails from people asking why they supported only hetero romance. Although really, has anybody seen these movies? If you're gay or even non-white, you're the best friend or the assistant, but never the star of your own Hallmark romance. But anyway, still, the CEO apologized. He said he was wrong. He invited the advertiser back. Now, I have no way of knowing if his apology was genuine, but a few weeks later, he was out. Now, what could he have done to fix his error in judgment? And then this week, Kobe Bryant was killed, and the news reports were full of his legendary basketball exploits and charitable work, until another wave came out mentioning that he was charged with sexual assault back in 2003. Now, that case was resolved when the accuser decided not to testify. Was Kobe Bryant guilty? I have no idea. But the case, too, is part of his legacy. And if Kobe Bryant was a rapist, was he still one of the greatest who ever played? We seem to have lost the ability to say yes and. Black and white. Evil on the other side of the political spectrum with no room for compromise, because why would you work with evil? And if a politician has grown and evolved past the flawed person he used to be, if he is just as shocked as we are by his use of, say, blackface when he was young and stupid, well, too bad. There's no ritual to make it right. We should have been pure in the first place, because otherwise, boycotts and firings and smudged legacies. Now, I'm not saying we should ignore crimes, but if forgiveness is really never possible, then why bother sending anyone to jail? Just kill him and get him over with, because there's no room for rehabilitation or change or evolution or growth. Nothing can be done to fix him. The climate of harsh judgment today makes everyone afraid to admit they're wrong. We see it in politics, and we see it in sports, where players called for fouls, they do this kabuki pantomime of, what, me? We don't have a ritual for making up. Community service comes closest, but it doesn't really help the person harmed. It just offers some generic volunteer hours to the community at large, and I'm not sure it teaches anything. It makes you want to ask the offended person, what can I ever do to make this right? But I don't know. Maybe it's not up to the offended person to figure out what contrition looks like. Maybe making up should be the responsibility of the person who did the crime and not the person who suffered from the crime. I mean, it's not up to the victim to make the perpetrator feel good about himself. But still, you know, there has to be some way back. Some way to make it right. Starting with admitting that we're wrong. And then really working on fixing the divide. That's worth a whole lot more than a quarter. If you want to read more about the cancel culture, check out the Stilettos Resources page on my website, keepitjuicy.com. There's also a button there to subscribe to my blog, Stilettos Not Required, which is where I write my most personal thoughts. Next week, we're going to be talking with Juicy Chris Fagan. She's kind of the anti-me. She and her husband spent more than a month at the South Pole trekking in weather that reached minus 50. She learned a lot on that trip, so I don't have to. You can keep up with us on Facebook or Twitter at KeepItJuicyCom, or go to my website and sign up for the newsletter. Meanwhile, go out there and keep it juicy.